This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Anley. You may notice a change when you go to your polling location today, and that is they will be asking you for your identification. NHBR reporter Sam Evans-Brown has been following the implementation of voter ID in the Granite State and joins us now to give us some details. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Rick.
So what exactly will voters need in order to cast a ballot today?
Well, Rick, voters can actually show up with just the shirt on their back and they will still be allowed to vote. And that's because while you will be asked for an ID, if you don't have one, you can sign an affidavit that says that you are who you say you are. And if you go down that road, the Secretary of State will be able to send you a letter to the address on your voter registration verifying that you did indeed vote and sign that affidavit and will ask you to mail in a response. If you don't do so, the Attorney General's office will start an investigation making sure that there was not an act of voter fraud committed. However, if you don't want to go through all that, you can just bring an ID, and really any photo ID will do, including a student ID, or if you don't have one, if you are known by the town clerk or town moderator, they can just vouch that you are that guy.
Okay, so in smaller communities, that might make some sense, but of course in the larger communities, if you don't have the ID, you've got to go through that process of getting the affidavit, mailing it back. That follow-up process, that sounds rather involved.
Well, that's right, and that is going to end up costing the state. During the primary, 6.5% of voters didn't show an ID, either because of a protest against the new law or because they just didn't have one. And if that percentage holds up during the general election, there are a lot more voters in the general election. We could be talking about 50,000 letters that the Secretary of State is going to have to send out verifying that folks voted. So here's the Deputy Secretary of State, Dave Scanlon, talking about what that could cost the state.
The mailing with return postage is going to be in excess of $2 each. So you're looking at $100,000 just in mailing costs. And then anybody that doesn't respond then will go on a list that will be followed up by the Attorney General's office.
So $100,000, it sounds like a lot of money. It's maybe not that much considering the state budget is more than $10 billion. But the real expense is going to be when the Attorney General's office has to start digging into every affidavit that didn't get a response in the mail. So imagine if even one-tenth of those letters don't get a response, all the time that state attorneys will have to spend going through all these claims will be a real drain on resources.
Okay, and like you said earlier, there will be a much bigger turnout, obviously, for the general than there was in the primary. Are local polling places prepared for this new process?
Well, the Secretary of State has been doing a lot of outreach trying to ensure that the local officials know what the rules are. They've got pre-approved signage that's going to be distributed to all the towns. And, the primary, it was a dry run for this voter ID test, so I think a lot of polling officials are reasonably prepared. But as you said, there will be much higher turnout, and it's almost inevitable that there will be hiccups, especially because, as I have said, there are some people who are genuinely opposed to voter ID laws, and for them, showing up and refusing to show an ID is their way of protesting that vote. Now, Secretary of State is aware of this. They're urging people who have a problem with the law to not do so, because really it's just the polling officials and your neighbors who you'll be holding up. But, it's a real concern.
So how else is the AG working to make sure that there's no election fraud?
Now, they've got 30 attorneys and investigators who will be stationed all around the state who can respond to any complaints of voter intimidation. And that includes what they call systematic challenges, which is something that has happened in college towns in the past where you've had lines of students coming in and someone who's just there saying, he's not a voter in the state of New Hampshire, he's not a voter in the state of New Hampshire, she's not a voter in the state of New Hampshire. And that actually is illegal under the law. So there will be folks who are stationed full-time in college towns. There will be folks who are stationed full-time in college towns to make sure that there aren't any issues. And, of course, just people who are sort of floating around to be a rapid response to any complaints that are called in.
NHBR's Sam Evans-Brown reporting on the new voter identification law. It goes into effect today here in the Granite State. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Not at all, Rick.